There's music in the air when the infant morn is nigh, and faint its blush is seen on the bright and laughing sky.
Down our way, where folks do that old-fashioned singing that you love to hear. Ours is a kind of little town, but we've got some mighty fine people in it. And they know how to have fun with their picnics and box socials and evening gatherings. But they have their problems, too, like right now, for instance. The leader of the singing group and leader of most of the town's activities, Eli Jenkins, is discussing the state of his business with his old friend, Ben Potts.
Yeah, Ben, things are... sure been falling off the last 6 months.
Well, I guess it's that new chain grocery over in Shelby Junction. Yeah. It's a running yet too much competition.
Yeah, there are a lot of folks who'll drive over there on Saturday night just to save a penny or two on a sack of flour or a jar of honey.
Oh, there must be some way to get your business back, Eli. If we could just put our minds to it.
Well, I can't remodel my store and put in a big long glass window like that chain store. I don't know as the folks down our way take to that much anyway. I guess I could buy me a fancy coat or a smoke or smock or whatever it is those fellas over there at the store wear.
You in a smock with that big stomach of yours?
Well, I'd rather have it big than little and hurting all the time like yourn. Why, all the medicine you take is enough to burn a hole in it if I ever start...
Stop your jabbering a minute and listen to me. Yeah? I just got the biggest, gall-derndest idea of my whole lifetime.
Yeah, about how to cure your stomach?
No, about how to increase your grocery business. If this ain't a humdinger of an idea.
Yeah, I can't exactly enthuse about it until I've at least heard it.
Tell me, Eli, what do you think of when you hear good to the last drop?
Yeah, well, that's that there Maxwell House coffee, of course.
And what do you think when you hear watch the Fords go by?
Well, I don't think of Chevrolet.
Don't you see? It's all done with slogans. Huh? That's all you need, Eli, to increase your business. A good slogan.
I don't know.
Why, you'll have them standing in line to get in if you get a good, catchy one.
Yeah, maybe it's worth trying.
Of course it's worth trying. Why, you can make a contest of selecting the slogan. Let all the women down our way submit one.
See, that might be pretty exciting at that, Ben. I could give away a big basket of groceries to the winner, and they'd all be trying hard to get me a good slogan. Mm-hmm. I'll make a whopping big affair of this here contest and try to get every lady in town to enter it, by golly. Mm.
The word has spread all over town about the contest Eli Jenkins is holding. And folks have crowded into his store, all eyeing the big basket of groceries that's the first prize. It's apparent already that all the contestants think one thing, that the slogan they submit is bound to win.
That's right, Mrs. Matthews. Just put your slogan in the box there. Ladies, all of you, listen a moment. The contest closes in 10 minutes, so get your slogans written and put in the box quickly.
In 10 minutes? I thought midnight was the deadline.
Who'd be staying up till midnight just to write a slogan?
It sure has brung a lot of people into the store, Jenny. Now, if they just loosen up and spend a penny or two while they're in here...
Well, you made the announcement that the contest was open to all and that they didn't have to buy nothing to enter it.
Well, they don't have to believe everything I say, do they? This here little cash register ain't chimed once this evening.
Ain't this grand, Eli? When have you ever seen so many people in your store?
Oh, evening, Ben. Yeah, they are a lot of folks here, all right, but they all must have put padlocks on their pocketbooks.
Eli.
This the box, Miss Jenkins?
That's right, Mrs. Eggers. Drop it in and the judges will be looking it over.
I guess I'd better collect the latest slogans that have been dropped in the box and get on back to the judges' booth.
Well, I guess since it was your idea, you got a right to be one of the judges. I can even understand you wanting Alice as the second judge, but then to insist that you must have privacy and go off in the back room that way.
Say, so far we've read over and judged fairly 236 slogans, Eli. If that don't account for the hour and 15 minutes we've been in there...
Eli didn't mean nothing, Ben. Of course you judges should have some privacy.
Yeah, but if I'd been the other judge instead of Alice, I bet we'd be out here in the middle of the store doing...
Why, you old goat, you, just because you...
Evening, Patience.
Ain't this exciting? The whole Radka family just pulled up out front in their truck. They drove 27 miles to enter this contest.
Yeah, there ain't no magnet to draw folks like that word free. Now, they ain't been inside my store since the year of the flood. Evening, Ms. Radcliffe. Put your slogan in the box right here.
I'll be doing that, Mr. Jenkins. Sure hope I win them fine groceries. I just know my slogan will be the best. Got inspired to write it last night while peeling potatoes.
Hello, everybody. How are things going?
They're still flocking in, Cliff.
Yes, there have been a whole bushel full of slogans submitted.
Gee, when are we going to make use of that pie, Annie, that I strained my sacroiliac in three places of helping to get it moved over from Cliff's gas station for the occasion?
Yes, after all that work, we should, and sing some songs for the folks.
Yeah, it's a good idea. You go and call Alice now while I make the announcement.
My place looks kind of empty since we took the piano out.
Folks, listen a minute.
You may as well quiet down. Let him talk.
We got a couple of songs practiced up if you'd like to hear a little singing.
Oh, that'd be nice.
This for free, too?
What are you going to sing?
How'd you like to hear Darling Nellie Gray?
Let's have it.
Fine.
Everybody, let's get around the piano now.
Do real good, folks. Remember, these is my customers we're singing to. All right, all together now. All right, Alice, you sound the chord.
There's a lone green valley on the old Kentucky shore, where I went many lonely hours away. Sitting and a singing by the little cottage door, where lived my darling Nellie Gray. Oh, my poor Nellie Gray, they have taken you away, and I'll never see my darling anymore. I'm sitting by. Stars are shining too. Then I take my darling Nellie Gray, and we float down the river in my little red canoe, where my banjo sweetly I would play.
Thank you, folks.
Is that all we get?
Cliff will sing a solo for you a little later on, and then we'll all get together for another one.
I'd like to know when the slogan's going to be picked. I took a correspondence course in journalism in 34, so there ain't no doubt that I'm going to win.
Alice and me are judging it, Mrs. Parney, so we'll be the ones to decide.
Well, I don't want nothing but my just due. Of course, it might be one of them crooked contests.
What was that about a crooked contest?
Ladies, let's not be saying such things. I'm aiming to run this year all on the square, and the slogans will all be considered, and the best one will be the winner.
What were they talking about?
I think they just found out it was a fixed contest. Didn't rightly hear.
Eli, I don't like the way some of them are talking.
Neither
don't
do I,
they
Mr.
know
Jenkins?
That you and me are the judges here, Alice?
So this contest was going to build me $1 million worth of goodwill, was it, Ben?
I should have known you couldn't win. They probably have it all selected already.
Folks, listen to me. This is all fair and square. Really, it is. Now,
No one's listening to you, Mr. Jenkins.
Ain't this exciting? Look at the way the word is going round and the way all them you women are getting so mad. Why, my stars.
Patience, patience. Please don't enjoy it so. These people are all my customers, and instead of increasing my business, looks like I lose what I already had.
Is it going to be difficult to choose one slogan that is better than the others, Alice?
Well, it's not easy. All of them are pretty good, except that one of Mrs. Eldridge's.
Yeah, and ain't that a humdinger? I don't know how nobody could call that a slogan. Why, it's a half page long and don't even make sense.
When are we going to know which is the winner? I'll be getting along if you're going to choose somebody else.
Well, we'll announce the winner in a few minutes now. Are all the entries in?
Well, mine's in, and it's the most important.
I don't know what to do about this. We got half the town saying that theirs is best, and we can't choose them all.
I know what. Send Cliff over to his station for a can of gasoline, and then we'll spill it in your back room and strike a match to it. We can just pretend that there was a little fire and all the entries burned up. That way there won't be no winner and nobody will be mad.
Yeah, and I won't have any store to worry about getting customers to come to. All right, Patience, just sit down over there and see if you can't think up another ID.
Oh, I got lots of IDs. Don't even have to think. How do you like this one? If there's too much hard feelings about the slogan that they select, we can say that all Ben's ailments have affected his mind and that that's...
Gee, horse of it! Affected my mind, ain't? Why, ain't you got no regard for what comes out of that mouth of yours, Patience? Just because I got symptoms. Where's a glass of water? I got to take my half past eight pills.
Right here, Ben. I keep one handy for you.
Ain't the fact that my business is about to be ruined important enough to take your mind off your stomach?
I gave you a wonderful idea and offered my services as judge. And the fact that my stomach hurts ain't got nothing to do with the fact that it ain't working out right.
Yeah, you might have known what would happen when you get all these females in here competing against one another.
Why didn't you think of it before then?
Boys, boys, please.
When's the contest going to be judged?
Yes, you said all the entries had to be in 20 minutes ago, and you still ain't picked the winner.
Why don't you name me as winner and be done with it?
In just a few minutes, folks, first we got to think a way to entertain you. Cliff, boy, how about one of them fine solos of yours?
Sure, Mr. Jenkins, if you think the people would like to hear it.
Oh, why, they're yelling for it. Don't you hear them? Well, maybe not exactly yelling, but...
Sure, let's have more singing. Beans is free.
Sing sweet now, Cliff. See if you can't get him in a good humor.
Though you have said forget me, said goodbye, you taught me love's deep meaning, and love can never die. Still in my dreams, it always seems we'll meet when clouds roll by. Forget you when I can live without the sunshine. I'll forget you when I can live without the rain. When summer's blossoms forget their fragrance, and the songbird his sweet refrain. Forget you when all the silver of the moonlight fades forever, and there will bring love's dream again. When a heaven's gladness has turned to sadness, I'll try to forget you in vain.
Just as pretty as ever, Cliff.
That was right nice. Wish Paul could sing that away.
What's the matter with the way I sing?
We've got to decide what to do about picking out a winner.
Maybe we could just reason with the lady.
Yeah, only a bachelor would make a statement like that. Any married man knows you can't even reason with one woman.
I got another suggestion.
Oh, patience, we're in a heap of trouble, and if
you... But this is really a good one. Oh. We can get a big red handkerchief and tie around your face, Eli, and disguise you like a bandit. And then you can pretend to steal the big basket of groceries. And then there'd be no prize to give away, so there wouldn't be no winner. Ain't that a good one?
Yeah, I won't say what it's good for.
If we could only find some way to pick out one without making the others mad. There are so many good slogans among them.
Well, I've tried to help you, but with Mars afflicting and being's Ben is judging this, and with him being born under the sign of the crab.
I ain't no crab.
Oh, she said you was born under one.
I was not. I was born under the...
Can't you two stop arguing and give your attention to solving this problem? The folks are getting mighty impatient.
Yeah, some of them just left.
Yeah, I don't know why I ever listened to old Ben here. As if business wasn't bad enough for me, he has to concoct a stunt like this to drive them all away.
Ben had good intentions, Mr. Jenkins.
Yeah, and you know what they say about good intentions. The road to...
Eli.
Well, that's what they say, and I'm beginning to believe
it. I got another idea.
Oh, ain't we got enough trouble?
You go ring the fire bell, Ben. Then I'll yell, Mrs. Gruwuskelpin, your house is on fire. Nobody will be able to understand when I say Mrs. Gruwuskelpin, so they'll all run home to see if it's their house. Then you can lock the doors and go to bed, Eli, and everybody...
Well, I got a souvenir upstairs that might solve it. It's a hand grenade, and I'll just pull the pin out, and then we won't have to worry.
Now you're talking silly.
I'm talking silly, she says.
If this contest ain't decided, and decided in my favor within the next 3 minutes, I'm going home. Me too.
Yeah, there ain't nothing to do but sing another song and give us time to think. Will you oblige with a song, Cliff and Alice?
Of course. What should we sing, Cliff?
Well, how about the one we were humming over the other night on the way home from the movies?
You two been to the movies together? I didn't know that.
You want him to make a report to you next time, Patience?
What's it to be, kids?
Well, we thought of Evensong, Mr. Jenkins. Remember the introduction, Alice?
Is this it, Cliff?
Fine.
Softly sighs the voice of evening. Earth has lulled her cares to rest. Sinks the sun in all his glory. On the calm sea's boundless breast. Round us now sweet peace is spreading. Homeward toilers wend their way. Seeking rest in cot and homestead at the close of a long, sweet day. Dearest, let us idly wander mid the heather in the glade, where the moonbeam soon will linger. In shade. Do not fear, for I will guide thee. Gently hold your hand in mine. Songs of love I'll softly sing thee. For my heart, dear one, is thine. Songs of love.
I got it. While you was a-singing, I got the idea how to solve this here situation.
Yeah, it's one of your ideas that got me in this mess in the first place, Ben.
Now be quiet and listen to him, Leli. Eli, what is it, Ben?
It's just this. We'll have a drawing. We'll put all the slogans in the big box and mix them all up. and then just pick out one at random.
Why, of course, that's the way out.
Then, since it's purely in the hands of luck, no one can be mad.
Nothing's in the hand of luck. It's all governed by the stars. Why, nothing important has happened to me in the last 10 years that ain't been counted the stars.
Nothing important has happened to you in over 10 years, Patience.
Why, I think that's a right good idea, don't you, Eli?
Yeah, we ain't got much choice. It is as good as any.
Are you going to announce it to the folks now? They're getting pretty impatient.
All right. Alice, can you bring in all the slogans that you were reading over in the back room there?
Yes, I'll get them.
Folks, let's have it quiet, please.
You're the one that's making the noise.
We're going to pick the winning slogan now.
Well, it's about time.
But it ain't going to be done the way we first thought of.
Uh-oh. What do you mean?
There've been so many good slogans put in the box that the judges can't make up their minds which is best.
Whoa.
That's right. They're all mighty fine, ladies.
Do you really mean that, Mr. Potts? My ma always said I should have been a famous writer.
It's the only fair way, ladies, when you're all so good.
Oh, Mr. Jenkins, were we that good?
Yeah, you bet you were, Ms. Guntry. Why, they was the best darn slogans I ever read.
Now, what do you think of that? To think that all of our slogans were so good that he couldn't choose one.
Yeah, I guess this is the best way at that.
Yes, sure is.
Now, ladies, I'm ready to pick out the winner. The one whose slogan will be painted across the front of my store.
Shake him up good.
Wait till I get this one. Mrs. Hank Eldridge.
Oh, no.
350 of them, and he's got to pick that one out.
And the winning slogan reads, when there's a store fairly handy and it has most of the stuff and groceries you want, and the prices ain't much higher than anywhere else, and you ain't in the mood to get on the bus and go over to Shelby Junction to trade at the big chain store, there ain't no particular reason why you shouldn't just as well stop in at Eli Jenkins if you're in the mood, that is. You know, that, ladies, is the winning slogan. Congratulations, Mrs. Eldridge.
Yeah, congratulations.
Where's Ed Ben Potts? He's responsible for this.
Now, ain't that nice that Mrs. Eldridge wins the prize?
Yes, being it's not judged on merit, but just picked at random, I think the big basket of groceries should go to her.
Old Eli Jenkins ain't a bad sort at that. Guess if he's willing to give away groceries like this, we may as well trade here from now on. How about them all?
Oh.
Eli, do you hear what they're saying? The folks all seem pleased at the way things has turned out.
Why, yes, they do, Mr. Jenkins. Everyone is smiling.
I don't understand how things can be turning out this well with Mars afflicting. I thought we was doomed for nothing but trouble.
Yeah, well, what do you think of that? let's sing another song for the folks before they all leave. Alice, you got your music ready?
All set, Mr. Jenkins.
Just as a final thing, we'd like to sing a song for you. I can't tell you how nice it's been to have you all in here this evening, and I just hope that you'll be coming back.
You bet we will, Mr. Jenkins.
Sure, thank you so much. All right, Alice, go ahead.
Believeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught.
Take the next verse, we'll hum.
Lord, I would clasp thy hand in mine, nor ever murmur, nor repine. Content, whatever lot I say, since 'tis my God.
Everybody.
his faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me.
That is a fitting finish to the evening.
You've got a fine group there, Eli.
Yeah, we ain't no professional singers except Cliff and Alice here. The rest of us just like doing it.
Thanks for a mighty pleasant visit, Eli. Be seeing you next time, Ashawn.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Jenkins.
Good night, everybody.
Here we did fancy planning for a contest to get me a slogan. Then we was afraid to award the prize to the rightful winner, and by holding a drawing, got stuck with the worst possible
slogan. Seems it's all my fault, Eli.
Oh, but don't you see, Ben, it don't matter none. We got the goodwill of the people, and that's the thing we was after. Look at them all leaving with big smiles on their faces. Good night, Mrs. Sparks.
Good night.
Guess maybe you're right.
If we'd all just remember that we can't control the way things are working out sometimes, so if we just relax and wait for the outcome, it might be better than, well, better than even hoped for in the first place.
There's music in the air. There's music in the air when the infant morn is nigh, and faint its blushes sing on the bright and laughing sky.
Sometimes life gets pretty complicated for the folks down our way, but they have a way of taking everything in stride. Maybe it's the singing they do that makes life brighter. Makes life brighter for us, anyway. We'll all be gathering as usual for singing practice in Eli Jenkins' parlor. So until then, goodbye from all the folks down our way.